This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get at the talk radio review. My heavens, doesn't the time go very quickly? It seems like only moments ago we were reviewing last week's charts from Talkers Magazine, and here we are, first week of October, doing the same thing again with an interesting cast of characters here. On the air with me is Victoria Keelan from the DJB program and Jennifer Horn from said DJB show. Also, Victoria Jones, who is with the DC Radio Company, is with us again this week. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, never afraid to express himself. He always has something to say. This is the old line of mine, Richie. Rich always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. So
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I know you are, Rich. I'm grateful for that. Let's get into the stories. Now, I sort of defer sometimes to you and to the other members of our panel as to how we do this. We've taken stabs at getting to all 10 of the stories. Once in a while, we actually do get to all 10 of the people on the people list from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can find, folks, by going to talkers.com. The list is published there. I'll go through it a couple of times, hopefully formally, as we are on the air. But the big kahuna here is obviously the Kavanaugh investigation. So I'm going to stick with Richie's desires to start at the top and work through that, because by design it is the most talked about. You're not going to hear me say it's the most interesting, because I think it's a big bore. But I'm just me.
Oh, you don't think it's interesting?
No.
I don't think you could write a soap opera this gripping. How many people were watching the testimony last week?
Lots. That's why many people.
I think it's one of those moments where people will say, oh, I know where I was when that happened.
It's an O.J. White Bronco moment, yes.
Not for me, it isn't. No, not. But that's me. We're all different. So you guys think it's that?
So you and Megyn Kelly would be in the same category. She kept saying over and over.
How dare you put me in the same category as Megyn Kelly?
Well, you know I love you, so I am joking. But she kept saying over and over during the live broadcast, well, no one's watching this. Like, everyone's at work. No one's watching this. And it
I'm not saying
millions
that.
Of people
you would,
are.
I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know.
This
I know.
Is
I'm
a personal interpretation of my own priorities and what's in my own life.
Right.
And I don't find, I think Kavanaugh is wrung out. I think that the system has failed miserably in a case where a guy probably has gotten more rhubarb thrown at him than he deserves, whether, you know, you live in
or
the,
does he?
The
we
past.
Don't know. And we'll never
in
know.
The present, I mean, the rearview mirror is the thing. This is the
exactly.
past.
Exactly.
So the past is the past. This we're considering a guy for doing something today in league with what his credentials are and whether he can make judgment. Well, all this stuff that come up has not been. He didn't chase a woman around yesterday in the office. He did it. I'm not saying that it's acceptable, but it's the past, and we must not.
Wow, but we can't.
All
that's
right,
not how women see this.
Yeah. Okay, well there you go.
Okay,
Victoria, you started.
So,
go ahead.
Here we go,
Victoria Jones.
Yeah. Well, when we investigate anything, it has to be in the past, because that's when things happen. We don't investigate things.
But how far back do you go?
What's
well,
the line?
Well, here's, well, I, well, isn't it interesting that the two men jumped on me there?
Yes, absolutely.
The women did.
Yeah.
That's very interesting to me. Well, I think the thing is, it's partly a question of what the allegation is. And I agree. I think everybody failed here, including the Democrats, for bringing this in so late when they had it earlier. So I'll be very clear about that. And also the FBI investigation, which was so utterly lame. And I don't know whether that was the FBI's choice or whether they would be being controlled by the White House. But let's talk about what it was in particular, in my view, about this alleged assault that changed it from a possible stumbling in the bedroom, which is what it could have been, drunken, very drunken fumbling in the bedroom. And this is what I think changed it for many, many women, is that he is alleged, when, first of all, she was dragged into the room, she alleges against her will, thrown on the bed, which is in itself unwilling. But he put, when she attempted to scream, she alleges that he put his hand over her mouth to stop her from screaming, and that's what changes everything.
Yeah,
I think
agreed.
For so many women.
From a conservative woman's perspective, I believe that sexual predators matter, and I don't believe that they commit one crime. I believe that typically with sexual predators, there is a whole string of crimes to put them together. And for me, that matters. I don't want a sexual predator sitting on the Supreme Court, someone who's who could be capable of doing that. But it just it, with common sense here, there's a story from a woman that was delivered with sincerity, but there hasn't been anything to back up that story, and it happened 35 years ago. There has also been very weak, flimsy attempts to create other stories, to create a pattern of behavior against Brett Kavanaugh, which in my mind lack credibility. So what makes me nuts is talking about him drinking beer and throwing ice in a bar 35 years ago, because that shouldn't disqualify you from anything, in my estimation.
Right.
But by politicizing it on both sides of the aisle, we're really taking away from the stories of people who are really victims here. And I don't think that the Democrat Party, and I call them out on this, because they're the ones that weaponized these charges. They didn't take them seriously. They had no intention of defending Christine Ford, these Democrats. Dianne Feinstein is despicable. If she cared, I do know that, because if she cared about this woman, she would have done something about it when she got the letter, and she didn't. She waited until it was
going to take down.
She was a Supreme Court nominee.
But she was asked not to say something.
Then why did she release it in the first place? If she really was going to follow this woman.
Christine Ford came forward.
No, Christine Ford came forward after Dianne Feinstein turned the letter over to the FBI. And so we need to be really clear on that timeline. Feinstein chose when to drop the letter. She didn't care what Christine Ford had to say.
As a matter of fact, she threw Christine Ford under the bus, saying
her
friends were the ones who released it, not me. I didn't do it.
Actually, what happened was that the name started to leak, and that's when the name came out. And I think what I was trying to say...
But the story wasn't known.
What I was trying to say, and this is why I don't think it has to be a conservative or liberal thing, is that what changed this for so many women around the country, not even necessarily liberal or conservative or independent women, was that there was a point during her allegation, not only the throwing her on the bed and dragging her in allegation, I'm saying allegation, was that when she tried to scream, he put his hand over her mouth. And that changes it for so many women, is that it ceases to be, okay, so he was drunk and he was doing something. That's happened to many, many people, and it can be seen as fumbling. But when somebody tries to prevent you from screaming,
right,
that becomes an attempted sexual assault. And I think that changed it for many, many women. If it's true. And I think that is what changed for so many women.
Yeah, but see, it hasn't been proven, and so that's what makes it upsetting. Meanwhile, this guy is, as far as I'm concerned, he's no longer of value as a Supreme Court justice. The innuendo, the inference, we all know in the day of social media that we find ourselves in, you suggest something about somebody,
right,
and it becomes the truth. It becomes
all
the law. It becomes reality.
And it's reality, man.
So I understand what Victoria and what both Victorias are saying about how women are reacting to this. I've heard and listened to my daughter talk about this more stridently than anybody on the air has discussed it. And
I had to unfollow your daughter on social media. I didn't unlike her. I'm still friends with her, but I had to unfollow the things that she posts.
Yeah, well, she's not on Facebook anymore. She's doing it on Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, is it because you don't agree with her, Rich?
No, it's just I unfollow a lot of people on the other side, too. It's just the people that are so strident all day, every day.
Yeah, it's a very sensitive issue
for women.
Well, that's the point I'm making here. As the father of a daughter who's very expressive, not unlike these two, the two ladies that are here, both very expressive, and that's what makes them good at what they do. The men, Victoria Jones said something. Well, I find it interesting. Both of you men took this approach. That's part of the problem here that neither of us get. We may not get it on our side as men, and women may not. It becomes not only a political issue, but because of the sensitivity of the accusations, it becomes a male versus female, and I wished it didn't, because I don't see how I'm the, maybe the only guy who thinks this way. I just don't think this way. When it comes to sexual politics, I'm kind of dropped out. But anyway, go ahead, Richard.
Men are afraid that, people can say, anybody can say anything about you.
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden true. You're a skit on Saturday Night Live. You're guilty on NPR. You are on CNN, and you are immediately guilty in the court of public opinion, and nothing else matters.
That's why I say he's not qualified, because he's done.
Whether he's innocent or guilty, he's tainted.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to say, in defense of NPR yesterday had on one of the 64 women who defended him in that letter. They also have had on numerous Republicans who have been on the side of Kavanaugh. Their coverage has been remarkably.
I listen to NPR every single day, and their coverage is remarkable, but it's extremely biased.
Well, so, maybe you didn't hear the same interviews that I've been hearing, because I've heard a large number of Republicans in morning editions.
Yeah. Why is that?
That's interesting.
NPR is known as being a left of center organization. We all know that. If anybody's in the business, anybody listens to it, even though it's popular, because they do a good job of presenting the news or the programs that they do, but the fact that we are remarking about how remarkable it is that they did a good job in this particular instance.
It isn't remarkable, because they do put on a large number of conservatives. I think.
Well, they're supposed to.
But of course they are, and they do. They do. They always do. I think something that we're talking about here that's important is that, it goes back to something we were talking about last Friday when we were talking about the countdown topics. And this is of people talking, and in this case of men and women talking about these difficult topics and having these difficult conversations in a safe way.
Mm. Very, very poignant. Safety in conversation. That's a very good point, Victoria. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth! Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand underscore exclamation point, 1985. Knew it!
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The pieces of conversation. News Talk Radio is the focus. This is Talk Radio Review with talkers. Actually, we have two Victorias here, Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones, and Rich McFadden is along with me. So we have two boys, two girls. Here we go into the next item. Let's move actually into the New York Times has done a story on Mr. Trump and his wealth, whether he has it or he doesn't, where it is, and how many people he screwed along the way when he went bankrupt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that there's anything new here. Is anybody?
Well, the sister. Looking? The sister. That
sister, yeah, coming forward.
Yeah, the sister, I think she was up for being a judge somewhere, or, and I guess her filings of her tax returns, of the family business, that's really what kind of started all of this, started us down the road here.
Yeah, and so where does it lead, Victoria? Where is it, the road going?
I think, well, in New York, the rumor is that there really isn't anything to, it's all been reconciled, and there really isn't anything that they're going to go after.
Nothing to
so
it.
I don't think that there's going to be a whole lot to it.
What are you hearing in Washington, Victoria Jones, about this? Anything?
Well, I mean, in Washington, you know, the IRS, I don't think, you know, didn't really do anything at the time, but the New York tax people are said to be looking very closely at this, because not only were some dodgy things done in this in the Trump's wealth growth, but it does seem as though some illegal maneuvers may have been done. What is one of the most interesting stories about this enormous story about Donald Trump's wealth? Is that his wealth, the story he has created, which is brilliant, is almost entirely a myth, that he only got a $1 million loan when in fact it was at least $60.7 million,
yeah.
That it was nearly all, that it was repaid with interest, nearly all of it was never repaid. In fact, he was, by age three, he was earning $200,000 a year. He was a millionaire by age eight. It's just fascinating also how he tried to get his father to sign a codicil changing his will and basically benefiting Donald Trump when his father was in his 90s and ailing, setting off a family feud. Just very interesting. After his father had done nothing except to help him and bail out his failing businesses throughout his life. It's just absolutely, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating family story is what it is. It's fascinating family story.
Here we go. I'm of the opinion that this sort of thing happens all the time. I don't think there's anybody who believes Donald Trump is the world's greatest humanitarian nor a great stand-up guy. I don't think there's anybody on any side, either side of the aisle, who thinks that.
Yeah.
In terms of his wealth and the phony baloney stuff that he's created around himself, you got to hand it to the guy. He's a great PR person for himself. He knows how to sell himself. He knows how to tell the story. How much of it is true, how much of it is baloney, remains to be seen. It's just one more reason for people either not to like him. You know, see, look at what he's all about. He's not a likable guy.
But let me tell you why, in spite of that, why he's popular with his base.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't care what you think of him.
That's right.
Going
That's
to
right.
do all of that means he does not care what you think of him. He's
yeah.
going to do what he thinks is right. And whether it's wrong or right, he's going to do it. And he doesn't care whether people are stomping at the White House gates with flames trying to charge the gates. He will do what he wants to do. And that's what his base loves, is that they think the things that he's doing are the right things to do, no matter what the left says or what the press says and no matter what the...
Yeah.
Well, no, they obviously agree, because otherwise if they didn't...
Yes.
So
I think he does what he thinks is best for him, and I think it's great for him, and I think he also has absolutely mastered the art of of self promotion on social media, using social media. That's as far as I'll go.
He plays the social media perfectly.
28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Myles. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produced an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1499.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Senate Republican leaders are hoping to have him confirmed to the Supreme Court before the weekend is over, the nominee Brett Kavanaugh is defending his testimony at a recent Senate hearing where he addressed allegations of sexual assault with an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. In it, Kavanaugh notes that during that hearing last week, he was more emotional than he probably should have been at times and said some things he shouldn't have. He promised if he's confirmed to the High Court, he'll be an independent and open-minded justice. And he apparently doesn't have to convince President Trump of that, as he says at a rally last night in Minnesota.
Judge Kavanaugh will uphold and defend the Constitution.
Asian markets lower today after Vice President Mike Pence claims China's been meddling with the U.S. midterm elections, which Beijing denies. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview of the hot hits from the work that Talkers Magazine does every week. Put these charts together. This is an overview of the week of October 1st to the 5th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, going through the numbers. The number 7 item, just mentioning a couple of others, the usual focus on Trump's investigation, the Russia thing. I think that's been way overcooked. But anyway, the Keith Ellison allegations, the China trade tensions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The midterm election focus, I think, is important. And the fact that Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, is mulling a run for the presidency, whenever she comes to mind, all I think about is Pocahontas. She is one of the biggest, she ought to be the poster person for phony politicians, as far as she is the epitome of someone. We were talking about Trump a few minutes ago about how fabulous he is at creating an image, whether it's the right image or not, the appropriate image, the real image. I would say that that also applies to Ms. Warren, who has done a fabulous, fabulous job of creating something out of nothing. in terms of where she came from politically, how she rose to the top very quickly. I was in a room with her about, let's see, it was in January. And it was like Frank Sinatra was coming into the room. The people standing up and cheering and yelling, and she went around the room clapping people, doing the high fives and stuff. And I don't know, there's just, I have a great, you know how some of us have different good detection systems, and I have a good detection system about people. And she is absolutely as phony as a $3 bill. And the fact that she has traction could run, whether she, well, who knows what happens.
Did you high-five her when she came around to you?
No, I didn't. I just smiled.
Yeah.
No, I did not. I don't.
I just, as a Democratic woman, I really wish that she wouldn't run because, you know, if you want to stick with your Pocahontas theme, Trump's going to make succotash of her in the first in the first debate, and it's just going to, that's all the narrative is going to be.
Can't we find somebody good to run against Trump?
Can't we find somebody new?
Yeah.
We need somebody new and somebody.
No.
Why?
You cannot. This is my philosophy on all of this stuff. Nobody who would ever want to be a Supreme Court justice and go through that
again.
Who would ever want to be a cop nowadays? My brother's a cop. The kids coming up now. Nothing to jumping up and down about.
Yeah, quality is much.
Who would ever want to be a politician and put themselves in that spotlight? And what we've done with this whole circus that we've just seen here over the last few weeks is raise the bar for attacks on anybody, left or right, who wants to sit in public office. It doesn't matter if you were in kindergarten and spit on your teacher, it's coming out nowadays. And no decent person's going to want to put themselves in that position.
But see, I disagree. I think there are a lot of decent people. Like,
well, you would hope
using
that wouldn't
definition
be the case.
Of decent people.
There's a hope there, Victoria. You and I would hope eternally that we could get good people to run or be involved. But whether...
You push everything to the far extremes. So the people who are just fervent, just like crazy, are going to be the ones to run. The far left and the far right. The people that are...
The extremists.
The extremists are going to run now. Yeah. That's what you're going to get.
All right, let me give you an example of something. I don't really know what to make of this other than it's an example kind of what Richie was just saying about how everything is magnified. Alex Trebek, who is the host of Jeopardy, was, for whatever the crazy reason, somebody asked him to moderate the gubernatorial debate in Pennsylvania this week. So he made some jokes that were really bad. He talked about his own political opinions, which were really out of place. And in the meantime, the debate between Governor Wolf and Scott Wagner, who's running against him, sort of took a sidestep. That was the real reason for everybody being there. But because of what he said, he became the issue. He said, quote, "I thought as moderator I was to provide a certain lighthearted approach while still being able to challenge the candidates on their record or positions. I didn't realize I was to ask a simple question and then let the gentlemen go at each other. I offer my sincere apologies to the people of Pennsylvania, state I truly love." He kicked off the event with a monologue telling the audience that he was not drunk when he accepted the invitation to moderate the debate. But whether or not he should have done it was something he questioned later on. What on earth was I thinking? And that a couple of laughs came out of that. But the fact that he put himself in that position and then the criticism that has come for some of the things that he said that, you know, one way or another, they don't seem to be life-shaking, but it's not what you expect from him. And so but his whole reputation has been jarred, and that's the point I'm making here, by his appearance at this political event. And
something that was, you know, interesting but not a huge deal has been blown up into a huge deal.
Yeah.
And now affecting his life and his personality forever.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, that's an aside. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Facebook hacking, how many people have worried. Victoria Keelan, you're pretty good at this stuff. And Victoria Jones, I'd like to have you jump in on this as well. The Facebook, what was it, 50 million people's accounts were compromised yet again.
Mm-hmm.
What in the name of God is going on there? And why is, with all of these questions, I know the numbers have gone down on Facebook, but they don't seem to be going down appreciably. And one wonders why, because they seem to be very, well, have they gotten too sure of themselves? What is going on there?
Well, if, in terms of numbers, one of the reasons why Facebook's numbers have, they've definitely dropped off, but in the older demographic, they have not, because that's for two reasons. One, older people don't know how to disconnect and delete an account on Facebook. And that's actually, I'm not making a joke, that is a very real thing. And the second thing is, for a lot of older people, that is still their lifeline of communication with family across the country or around the world. And so those numbers of the older generation are always going to be there on Facebook. But for a lot of younger people, they've just, you know, pulled the plug. And you just keep hearing these stories time and time again that they've been hacked and the security isn't good. And, you know, and again, going back to the older generation using Facebook, they're probably still using password one. So they're even more vulnerable and they don't even realize it.
And they don't change their passwords.
They never change it.
Right.
Nope.
You have to change your passwords on a regular basis.
But, you know, get my mom to try to, she's not even on Facebook, but if she was, to get her to change her password, you know, it's, oh, I've got this sheet where I write all my passwords down. And, you know, it's never going to happen. So unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are very, very vulnerable to all kinds of malware and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
This is going to be something we live with forever.
Yep.
And it's just, it's going to be something that we have to learn how to deal with. And the way you deal with it is you change your password and your username at least a couple times a year.
Yep.
Can I also say something very creepy about Facebook, which is that they've asked people to use two-factor identification and,
you know, what, like an ID number and your finger thumbprint or something?
You log in on the computer and then you get a text to your phone.
Yeah.
And then you say, yes, this is me on your phone. And then your computer says, okay, you can get in.
So is that good or bad, Victoria?
It's good.
Well, in theory, it's good. But what Facebook has done is that they have been outed and caught for selling the phone numbers.
Yeah.
That were being used for two-factor identification, in other words, to make people feel more secure, to advertisers.
Yeah. They're a bunch of thieves. Yeah.
The only reason they did it is to be able to get the sellable information.
Yeah. Right.
I'm still on Facebook because I like to see occasionally what my nephews are doing. I don't use Facebook anymore. I'm so done with Mark Zuckerberg. I got done with him when he announced a few years ago, oh, well, your stream is no longer going to be linear of what happens, you know, minute by minute. We are going to determine what you're interested in. And I said, no, you're not. I like seeing a variety of things. I don't want you determining that I'm only interested in cats. Or only interested in photographs. I want variety. And sure enough, I started seeing a bunch of boring stuff all along the same lines. And it's like, why do I want to see this? I want to see, why am I not seeing anything from Carol anymore?
Yeah,
because the arrogance.
With 2,000 people and the same couple of hundred people are kind of who I see, who like my stuff, who I see their content. It's what happened to the other 1,800 people I'm friends with?
Yeah.
What did you do with them? You killed them?
Yeah. So, and that's right. Who comes up as your friends? I want to know where they get that. And a lot of the people that come up, when I look at my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, I look at these people, I've never talked to any of them. I don't know. You know, they're maybe listening. Who knows who they are? It's really silly. But there's one thing that I want to mention before we pause here, and that has to do with where Facebook and other social media come into our society, come into our lives. The story this week of a third grader who brought a loaded handgun into an elementary school because he wanted to scare the children who were picking on him. And where that went in terms of social media, instead of curtailing it, controlling it. It goes out for everybody to see. And in my mind, this gives other people the idea, if you get a hold of a handgun, to do the same thing. I think that's what social media does. It spreads bad ideas, and there's no sifting. There are some good ideas and loving things that are there, and I promote and I put up on my personal page. But there are a lot of things that are there.
All media does that. Hateful. Newspapers, television, news, everything does that. Spreads ideas, good and bad.
All right, 46 past the hour. I'm going to help you lose some weight now. Those of you who are listening who would like to know what the number one healthiest choice is for weight loss, I know many of you have tried all kinds of things. Some people have had operations. Some people go on a special diet. Some people go to a program. They go to a workout. They do all of these things because they really want to lose the weight. And then they find themselves, after they take the pounds off, then they find themselves, I don't have to do this anymore. So they stop doing what they have been doing, and they put the pounds back on again. That yo-yo, up and down, very unhealthy, very bad for your body. Taking the weight off is important, but the way you do it is more important, and that's why I underscore Calitrin to be used by those who want to keep the weight off after they take it off. It's the healthiest choice because of the ingredients. It is the best way to lose weight by far. Been around for 30 years using the body's own collagen to lose the weight. Protein. Collagen is the protein. The muscle that you have in your body comes from protein and collagen, which you used to make on your own. Then you get a little older and you don't make it anymore, so need to supplement it. And taking Calitrin helps to re-stimulate your body's production of collagen, which helps you build muscle, push the fat out, and bingo, you lose the weight. Not a whole lot at a time. You got to do it slowly. And then maintaining your weight, no adverse effects whatsoever, because it's all natural. So go to toploss.com, special 10% deal if you use the code DJV, 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a fourth one free. That's at toploss.com. Do yourself a favor, save your life, but do it intelligently. Get rid of the fat and keep it off with toploss.com being the site you go to order Calitrin. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for a special discount.
A central tenet of the American dream has always been that the next generation would do better than the one before it. Education was the essential key. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAN, staying true to America's national destiny. My father had a sixth grade education. I graduated from Harvard Law School. My dad drilled into me, study hard and get a good education. The public schools I attended in working class Chester, Pennsylvania prepared me for college. Unfortunately, the ladder I climbed has had the rungs ripped out for many children who attend not accredited schools in dangerous neighborhoods where academic achievement is often ridiculed. The answer to the problem of poor education is school choice. Liberate parents to make independent choices for their children instead of holding students hostage to failing schools. Introduce competition for scarce educational dollars because competition always improves quality. It's time to restore the dream of a better life for the next generation by giving parents the ability to choose quality education for their children.
All right, so the sports stuff we haven't talked about, we can give it 30 seconds, Richie. Or the Patriots, Red Sox,
Patriots
Celtics.
Look good. The Red Sox look good. Yeah, your Boston team's looking good. And fantasy football is the only reason that football is still interesting.
Ah, there you go. And now we have no time for Victoria. Thanks a lot, Rich. Sorry. 10 before the hour.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com
24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talking about this movie this weekend, The Star is Born. Man, whoever came up with this idea, I guess it was Bradley Cooper's idea to do this. He really struck a chord by getting together with Lady Gaga. She's doing a great job promoting the movie. He is the co-stars, Sam Elliott out on the road promoting it. People are very excited to see this movie. And this is a song from the movie. Do we think it sounds like Gaga?
Well, her voice is always going to sound like
voice
Gaga.
Yeah, right.
You know, you just hope that that you don't feel like you're watching Gaga. You want to feel like you're watching this unknown girl from a dive bar.
Yeah. Well, evidently that's what's happening because the reviews are great. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here for Movie Moments. Chuck Curry, aren't the reviews, what people say about it who have seen it already, seemingly over the top?
Yeah, they're really, really good, which actually can be dangerous when you go into a movie if you have if the movie doesn't meet your expectations. If a movie gets such good buzz, sometimes you get a little bit deflated. I don't think that's going to be the case here. And Victoria really brought out a good point. You know, when you watch this movie, I didn't feel initially when Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga come on screen that I was watching two, you know, A-list performers in a movie. It felt like just I was watching real characters. You get enveloped into what they're doing here. And this is really a throwback, something you don't see in movies right now. This is an adult love story that feels very real, very raw, and their performances are really outstanding, and they're so good you don't really feel like you're watching Bradley Cooper or Lady Gaga. You feel like you're just watching two people play characters, and this is the first movie that Bradley Cooper has directed. He's done a tremendously good job, and it just feels like he's going to take over the Clint Eastwood mantle over at Warner Brothers, being a top-notch guy who's going to star and direct a lot of films going forward. But they're both really good. You know, actually, There's a small supporting performance in this movie that's actually really good also, and it's by Andrew Dice Clay, who plays Lady Gaga's father in the movie. He's actually a pretty good actor and does a really good job. I give this movie an 8 out of 10. It's tracking very well, a $45 million opening weekend, which is outstanding for this type of adult-oriented movie. It'll have legs for quite some time and ultimately probably make $150 to $200 million domestically here. They're both going to be nominated for Oscars, and they'll probably be nominated for Best Picture also. But I think she has a very, more than a puncher's chance at winning the Oscar for Best Actress come Oscar time. The question I have, though, and I say this seriously, do you think she's going to change her name as a movie actress to her real name other than Lady Gaga?
No.
Something like... No?
No.
Okay. But that's a good question, though, because she's Stephanie Germanotta for other projects. What does the credit say? Does it say Lady Gaga?
Yes.
On screen?
That's a good question. I didn't look, but I believe it does.
Yeah. So she's using... Where is she using her real name? In Victoria, where else? Where is she?
She's
done
various fashion projects, and she's done some books that she's contributed to, and she uses her real name is Stephanie, and everyone in her real life calls her Stephanie. So that is a great question, Chuck. At what point will she maybe make a full change as an actress to her real name? But I am curious to see the credits, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, go ahead.
Well, no, you get one more comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tell you an interesting question. I live in the Poconos, and I serve on the board of a theater, and one of my board members, the name is Margaret, who teaches, she's a professor at ESU, she was telling me that she taught Lady Gaga at NYU, and all the professors there knew, and she's a theater professor, knew that she was a tremendous actress, and none of them knew that she was a singer, and she did most of her singing underground and kept it a secret from the people at school, and she came in one day, Lady Gaga, and sat with this woman that I know and told her that she's going to be dropping out of school because she has to donate a year of her time to write music because that's really what her true love was, and she told me that she was really taken aback and by surprise because she had no idea that Lady Gaga was so musically inclined. She just thought she was going to... She felt that she would be a brilliant actress but had no idea of her musical ability.
All right, what else comes out this weekend?
Venom, the new Marvel movie with Tom Hardy. Reviews are not kind, although there are some people like it. It's still tracking around a $60 million opening weekend, and Warner Brothers actually released a trailer, Doug, to the movie The Mule with Clint Eastwood, who comes back in front of the camera for the first time in like 10 years. This movie looks really good. Eastwood plays a guy in his 80s who is really down on his luck. His house is being foreclosed. It's based on a true story, who decides to become a drug runner for a Mexican cartel. And this is a compelling trailer. It comes out this December. That looks good also.
Hi. Good job, Chucker. Thank you. Whoops, wait a minute, 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.